WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his regular Friday morning analysis of the week's political news in the Old Dominion. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Okay, Jeff, are you hearing me okay?
Loud and clear, Wayne.
The governor made some comments, particularly at the AP Day at the Capitol this week. He hinted again that he might consider indexing the gasoline tax.
Yes, in particular to cover the rising cost of asphalt and steel. Now, the question is, how is this going to go over in the House of Delegates? It's a hotbed of anti-tax republicanism. The House has resisted this idea before. No reason to assume it won't resist it again. The stakes are a bit larger for the members of the Republican caucus in 2013 because it's an election year. Virginians will not only be choosing Bobbitt Donald's successor, but deciding all 100 seats in the more numerous body. And, of course, this continuing inaction or perceived inaction by the Republicans on transportation in terms of a sustained fix for roads and rail, it just allows Democrats to keep talking it up, maybe not as much talking about it as shouting about it.
There was a panel at the AP Day on uranium. Still, the governor has not taken a position, not indicated if he'll make any kind of recommendation to the General Assembly next month. What are the current prospects of that legislation getting through? I see Senator Watkins says he'll introduce a bill to lift the ban.
Now, depending on who you talk to, it's either a lead pipe cinch or anything but. Both sides doing a lot of positioning and preening over the proposed rollback of this moratorium, which goes back 30-plus years. Bob McDonnell is now leaving open the possibility that he'll take a position on mining and milling. Remember earlier this year when he named this study to look at some of the obstacles Virginia would have to clear before allowing mining and milling of uranium, he indicated that he would not likely make a recommendation. However, he's now planning to meet with representatives of both sides on this issue in the next week or so. And it's quite clear that the governor is looking for a big win, a big public win on energy, having made little or no progress on offshore drilling. You can thank the Obama administration for that. And there's another element of this issue that is barely mentioned, and that is, you know, how would Virginia regulate mining? This was something that came up yesterday at the Capitol. Virginia clearly lacks the expertise. It lacks the money to hire the experts to regulate mining and milling of uranium. How would it be paid for? Would Virginia be hitting up the only mine in the state to finance all of this? And then there would be concerns about the independence of oversight, given that it would be, in all likelihood, supported entirely by this single business.
Former 5th District Congressman Perry Ello put to rest any speculation that he might put his hat in the ring for the governorship next year, leaving Terry McAuliffe as the only announced Democratic candidate.
Yes, and for the most part, the field is firm. McAuliffe, with the Perry Ello withdrawal and endorsement, is now the putative Democratic nominee for governor. Still a lot of concern among the most liberal Democrats that this former Democratic national chairman, a retread, if you will, having run unsuccessfully for governor in 2009, should be the party's nominee in 2013. Their argument is he has no real base, unlike Congressman or former Congressman Perry Ello. On the other side, Ken Cuccinelli is clearly beginning to solidify his position as the presumed nominee. Governor McDonald, who had preferred Bill Bowling, who had endorsed Bill Bowling for the Republican nomination, part of their big deal in 2009, now says he will be supporting Cuccinelli. P.S. Tim Kaine, the senator-elect, former governor, indicates that he'll be backing McAuliffe.
President Obama visited Virginia yesterday, met with a so-called middle-class family in Northern Virginia to highlight his position on the fiscal cliff discussions.
Yes, one of the conveniences of living next door to Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, increasingly a stage for a lot of these national issues. Another element of all of this involves a personality from the Central Virginia area, Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader. He seems to be trying a new approach, comporting himself as the Republican team player after having been seen, certainly perceived, as undercutting John Boehner in that 2011 fiscal calamity that led to a downgrade of the nation's credit rating. There are several explanations for this. Certainly Cantor's brand of Tea Party Republicanism didn't do very well this year. Witness Paul Ryan's defeat for vice president. And, of course, Barack Obama again carried Henrico and Virginia, Henrico being Eric Cantor's home county.
What do you make of this report of some friction between Ken Cuccinelli and Eric Cantor?
That has to do with the nominating process. This is something that presumably has Cantor concerned, because when someone like Ken Cuccinelli questions Eric Cantor, it calls attention to the authenticity of Eric Cantor's conservative bona fides. He doesn't need that, not when he's trying to convince House conservatives in Washington that he's one of them, and they should keep him in mind if they're looking for a replacement for John Boehner.
Columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us each Friday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition to analyze the Virginia political news. Thanks, Jeff.